Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ, making sure that you understand that each part of a balanced life has an IQ. There's a fitness IQ, a sexual IQ, of course, financial IQ. There's even an IQ for your charity, so that you do it right. You know, there are charities out there where, you know, 94 cents out of every dollar goes to the employees. You got to be smart in every arena. You've got to read books in every arena if you're going to be good at living a balanced life. Total Wealth Academy is an educational and mentoring program for real estate investors. Everything from single family to $80 million apartment comp. Actually, I think the biggest one we bought is over $100 million now, 500 units. And what we're doing is training people how to build a second stream of income with real estate. This is the only business model that works. Saving your way to retirement puts you in a position where when you retire, you're praying you die before you run out of money. And that's just not a good way to live. Where we're building permanent residual income that comes in whether we live 10 years in retirement or 50 years in retirement, it doesn't matter. I want to talk today about some stuff that my son talked about on Wednesday and add to it a little bit when it comes to retirement. Most people, I think even people over $100,000 a year in income, and I warned you about this on a previous show, almost 50% of them live paycheck to paycheck. And then something like, I believe, 68% of people who make less than 100 grand a year live paycheck to paycheck. Those are huge percentages. Huge. If they're living paycheck to paycheck, are they going to be able to save their way to retirement? They're not. The median savings for a woman at 62 is $49,000. The median savings for a male, $119,000 at age 62. Now think about that. The result of working 40 years, 40 hours a week, $49,000, $119,000. I have made that in a week. Now, forgive me if that comes across as arrogant or bragging. It's just people only know one way to make money. Get a job. There are tens of thousands of ways to make money. How many do you know? Is it a situation where the only way you know how to make money, in other words, if you lost your job tomorrow, how many options do you have? Most people would say, well, I only have one option. I got to go find another job. That's because you only know one way to make money. It is irresponsible. It is damaging you. It's damaging your children. By being irresponsible and only having a job to make money, what are you teaching your children? The same thing. Remember, leadership is by example. You can say, kids, you need a second stream of income, but if you never build one, what have you really taught your kid? that you don't need one. And then when you retire, you become a burden on your children. It is so important to learn multiple ways to make money that it's almost laughable to even think that just having a job is the way to go. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk position in the United States. Yet I guarantee if I were to sit with you over a beer and ask you why you don't own some real estate, you know what you would tell me? It's risky. The poor and the middle class think that risk is your enemy. The wealthy understand that risk is your friend. That everything of value in this life here on earth, everything of value is on the other side of risk. If you think about asking out that beautiful girl, is that not risky? Absolutely. You could be embarrassed. You might find out she's married. You might get your feelings hurt. It's risky. Driving to the doggone grocery store is risky. It became risky the moment you were born and remains risky until all risk stops. What's that day? The only day in your life that there's no risk. The day you die. People in the graveyard don't have any problems. They're not taking any risks. Is that the lifestyle you want? If you're not taking risks, if you're not embracing risk, loving risk, understanding that risk is your friend, you're not even living. Your life's going to be mediocre at best, but probably it's going to be horrible. People that don't take risks lead horrible lives. Live paycheck to paycheck, always looking for the next job, never happy. You got to take risks. Now, they need to be educated risks, such as, there's that beautiful girl. Hey, Mike, you know her? Yeah. Is she married? No. Now you're making an educated risk by going to ask her out to dinner. It's the same thing with real estate investing. Is real estate investing risky? I know what some of you are saying, and it's very wise. Not as risky as having a job, but it's still risky. So what? Everything that you want is on the other side of risk, and you've got to take those risks. Otherwise, you fall into the median, retiring with $119,000. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. That it's normal to lose money in a down market. That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I want to kind of finish up on these negative points because what, if you listen to my show a lot, you probably wonder why I get on negative spats once in a while. Is that a right word? Yeah, probably. And what it is I use pain as a motivator for myself. Now, is that the best way to motivate yourself? No. However, at times, it can be three times as effective as pleasure. In other words, what if I got on here every day and all I did is rub in your face, we just did a deal with a 300% rate of return. We just finished a deal with a 45% cash on cash rate of return. We just finished a deal with an internal rate of return of 35% and just went positive, 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 positive. A certain group of you would respond to that. A certain group of you would go, man, I'm going to take action. I want a 300% return on my IRA. I'm going to go join Total Wealth Academy because you're motivated by positivity. But there's another group out there, and it's a large group. We'll say, I'm going to have to say 50-50. It might be 60-40, 70-30 or something like that. But the other group of people, they need some motivation. They're not doing the math. You know, it's like, I said this to a lady the other day. She goes, how old are you? I asked her how old she was. And she goes, I'm 40, just turned 40. I go, okay, 2 times 40 is 80. You're halfway there. Her eyes got huge. She'd never done the math before. She didn't think about it. She just saw, I'm 40 years away from 80. I got plenty of time. But see, what she realized was the first 40 years had gone by rapidly. And I think everybody understands that the second 40 years goes by even faster. So it wakes people up to create that type of pain. So the reason I get negative sometimes is because I'm talking to a different group of people. It's the people like myself who need a good kick in the butt once in a while, where you say, man, yeah, I should do this. It's good for me. And then somebody calls me fat. And I say, you know, I don't just need to do it because it's good for me. I need to do it because I don't want to be fat. So I work out a little bit harder. So different personalities respond to different stimuli. So let's finish up with this negativity. You all know the statistic, 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65, 30% are dead, 65% have to cut their quality of lifestyle dramatically just to retire. Now, the sales pitch all our lives is what? Retirement is the golden years. It's a lie. It's a lie. Retirement in America sucks. It's horrible. People are trying to live off of Social Security. You know what the average Social Security check is? Just take a random guess in your head so you make up a number. It's $1,500. Will that even pay your gas bill now? Will it pay it 30 years from now? And there's always the worry that the Ponzi scheme, which is Social Security, could fail, and then there's no Social Security. So there's some pain points, and you should use those to motivate yourself to say, I am not going to retire with $100,000 in the bank. I'm not going to retire without a second stream of income. Get motivated. Use the pain. Use the fear to get yourself to take action. And if you're like me, I actually like both strategies. I use four different motivators: fear, pain, pleasure, and ego. Those are my four main motivators. Fear, pain, pleasure, and ego. And if you get control of those four things, you can get yourself to take action on really anything. You know, I talk a lot about the ego, and the reason is we all have one. Be very cautious. If you said, I don't need to listen to this part because I don't have an ego, that is the most egotistical thing you could possibly say, which proves you have an ego. Just think about it. I don't have an ego. That is so egotistical, it's ridiculous. Everybody has an ego. The challenge is that most people let corporate America dictate what their ego is attached to. Most people's egos are attached to fancy cars, fancy houses, fancy clothes, fancy watches, traveling, things like that. And what if, just a what if instead of fancy cars, you attached your ego to fitness? Instead of big houses, you attached your ego to having a second stream of income, where you literally brag about your passive income. What if you got your ego detached from fancy clothes and jewelry and watches and attached to romancing your spouse and having a lifetime marriage? The wonderful thing is, this is what would happen. As much as your ego propels you to buy cars you can't afford, buy houses you can't afford, your ego would propel you, if you got it attached to those things, it would propel you towards fitness, towards romance, towards second stream of income, just as effectively as it pushes you towards those other things. So when I create pain, or I'm trying to create pain to motivate people, it's not that I'm a negative person. You know, we all are negative and positive. My dominant trait, I hope, is positivity and encouragement. But some people need that kick in the butt. I'm one of them. I have to use fear and pain as a motivator. And just remember, you'll do three times as much to avoid pain as you will to gain pleasure. So using pain, using fear as a motivator, I mentioned this earlier, can sometimes be three times as effective as just being positive. So let's talk about some positivity right now. I want every one of you to pretend that you joined Total Wealth Academy 1 year ago and you took the commercial residential classes to become a sophisticated investor, which you have to do to legally invest passively in commercial property. You're now a sophisticated investor and qualified to invest passively in our deals. 1 year ago, a deal came up, John Maniz. He's a self-storage syndicator. You gave him $100,000. 9 months later, you would have received a check for $190,000, a 90% rate of return in 9 months, which equates to 120% annually rate of return. If you had gotten in the McKinley's deal — Craig McKinley is another syndicator, he's an apartment syndicator — you'd be getting a 45% internal rate of return on your money. If you had joined a year ago, you would be probably knocking down Robert Martinez's door right now, trying to get into his latest deal, which is a 300% rate of return. So there's all the positivity you need, right? Are you going to take action? You man enough? Woman enough? Or are you going to sit where you're sitting, lying to yourself, saying it's not real, saying it's not possible, or you can't do it, it's too risky? What you going to do? So far in today's show, I've laid out a bunch of negativity, fear, and pain, and I've laid out three different examples of positivity. Are you ready to take action yet? Or are you going to do nothing? All right, we got to go to break. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
You have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. And what I'd like to do now is start answering questions. I've got a few emails here, but I would appreciate a phone call or two or three or four. Give me a call at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. If you've got a fear on the reverse, meaning we just hit a bunch of fears of why you should invest, but you may have some fears about investing altogether, please give me a call. Share with me. Use a fake name. If you're a little shy or feel like you have a dumb question, use a fake name. Ask. You've got to get this material in your head. Understand that every fear that you have, I have it too. I guarantee there's no fear that you can come up with. I'm not going to bet any money on this. but I guarantee there's no fear that you have that I don't have. It's just like the last deal I did, I remember losing sleep at night, thinking this was the deal that's going to take me down. I've done the numbers wrong. I'm not as smart as I think I am. You know, all these insecurities and fears came up, but I did it anyway. So don't be afraid to pick up that phone and share with me what scares you about real estate investing. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. A lady that I talked to yesterday, very bright, highly intelligent, multiple degrees. I believe she even has a master's degree. She shared with me that her fear was buying property in the up market and then the market collapsing. I said, you need to watch this Investor Tip Tuesday. So I sent her a video where I talk about that. And we reconnect, and she goes, I did not know you make more money in the down market than you do the up market. I had no idea. Just getting that piece of information allayed her fears about investing in the up market. See, if you do this the way I teach in my Saturday class, and you're buying properties that cash flow in the up market, guess what they do in the down market? Cash flow. See, take an example. You go out and buy a $300,000 house, and your all-in price is $250,000, and you get about $300-$400 a month positive cash flow off of it. The collapse comes. Your property goes from $300,000 value all the way down to $200,000. You have $250,000 in the deal. Now it's only worth $200,000. Do you care? No. Why not? Because you're still making $300-$400 a month profit off the deal. And you, because of that cash flow, do you have to sell it? No. So what do? You just wait for the market to recover. Because it's not if there's going to be a recovery, it's when. Just like it's not if there's going to be a real estate crash, it's when. Same with the stock market. It's not if, it's when. Are you prepared for it? Do you make money in both the up and down market where your money is at now? If you lose money in the down market, you need to get out of that investment and into something like real estate that makes money in both the up and down market. And I'm openly admitting, I made more money in the down market, 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, made massive amounts of money. It was a down market. And when it recovered, boom, massive amounts of profit and wealth. So, if she, however, had kept that fear to herself, do you think she'd be out there writing offers right now like she is? No. You've got to get this stuff out to me so that I can share with you the best practices, the business model that handles the fear. Because do not think you're alone in your fears. Every one of us has the same fears. The guy with 60 rent houses and the guy with zero. They have the same fears. It's just the guy with the 60 houses has educated himself to a point where he understands how to mitigate those problems, risks, and so on. And that's what I'm here for you to give me those questions. Let's address those issues and get you moving towards your goal of a second stream of income. So give me a buzz, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. Ask Steve, or just Steve. I'm sorry, I don't use the ask anymore. Ask Steve will get to me, though. But you can just use steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Let's address this first email. This is an interesting question that from John. John, thanks for the email. Wholesalers are literally everywhere right now. There's too many of them. So when you say you're having trouble finding them, that doesn't make any sense except for one thing. You're not a member of a real estate investor club, are you? Join a real estate investor club, John, and you can meet 5, 10, 15, 20 wholesalers. That's where they're at. You know, people always amaze me. They go, where do I find good investor-friendly banks? At a real estate club. Where do I find investor-friendly contractors? At a real estate club. Where do I find CPAs who work with investors? At a real estate club. So, John, join a real estate club. Then go Google residential wholesalers, Greater Houston, or single family wholesalers, Greater Houston. And you'll find all the big professional companies that are wholesalers. But you don't want to just have those on your list, John. You want to meet some young, hungry wholesalers. They have a tendency to find better deals than the big boxes. They take less profit, so the deal to you, John, ends up being better from somebody that you meet at Total Wealth Academy versus these big box wholesalers. Now, am I putting down the big box wholesalers? Absolutely not. You probably will do 3 deals from people you meet at Total Wealth Academy and 1 deal from a big box. 3 deals from people you meet at Total Wealth Academy and 1 from a big box. So don't eliminate them. Those are great people in those companies. But they do take a little more profit. They have to, because of the way their company's structured, business is structured. No problem with me. Just make sure you've got both types, John. All right. Hope that helps. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or fire me an email, Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com, Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. This next question comes from Kunal. Kunal is talking about property managers. As I read through this, you've got 6 single family homes, a couple of duplexes. You know, really, Kunal, I would not hire a property management company for a portfolio that small. Not that that's not a big deal. Congratulations on your success so far. You're kicking butt. But it's not enough properties to warrant a property manager as a rule. I would run them myself. My Saturday class will teach you step by step how to do that. And I can promise you this, you can run 20 houses in under 6 hours a month. 20 units under 6 hours a month. And when you're making 7-8 grand a month off of those, that's not a bad pay scale. So, Kunal, please go take a course on property management and run these yourself. If you do want a property manager anyway, I'm going to email you a contact after the show. Okay, let's see. Hope that helps, Kunal. All right, let's go to Giselle and ways to collect rent. We got to go to break. Giselle, I'll answer this question on the other side of the break. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question for me, please call right now. So please don't put it off for a couple minutes, because we only have about 8 minutes in the show, in this segment, 9 maybe, and people procrastinate. You know, they're like, oh, I'm going to call. Don't do that. Call right now, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's Steve at Total Wealth TotalWealthAcademy.com, TotalWealthAcademy.com. Okay, let's get back to this question from Giselle. Oops, I actually moved away from it. Give me just a second. No, that's Jack. There's Giselle's question. Giselle, based on your email, Zelle or Zelly, I don't know how to pronounce it, Venmo is great. I require now, at one time I let people mail me checks for years and years and years and years and years and years. I now require my tenants to pay by Zelly or Venmo. And they, you know, it's direct, it goes directly into your account. And I get a text every time somebody pays. I mean, it's really a powerful tool. There's also a app which is extremely valuable. It's only 10 bucks a month. It's called Rent Ready. Rent Ready, R-E-D-I. I would subscribe to that. And the reason is you can collect rent, find and identify better tenants because you can list your property on their website. It's even allows your tenants to manage maintenance calls. And I mean, it's a freaking phenomenal product. And I think, again, it's only $9 a month. This is what's crazy. Unlimited number of units, unlimited number of tenants. It even has its own lease agreement. It's got, again, you can run credit and criminal reports on it, all from your phone, your PC, your Mac. It's a phenomenal tool. So, and it allows your tenants to pay electronically directly into your account, just like Zelle or Venmo. So check that out, Giselle. All right, hope that helps. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, there's another question about ways to collect rent. Hopefully you heard my answer just a moment ago. The next email is from Jack. Okay. Jack, this depends on how you wrote your lease. He's asking, is it 30 days notice to vacate or is it 60? Generally, it's 30, but if you're the tenant, the owner may want 60 days. So what you're going to need to do, Jack, is refer back to your lease. Read your lease. If you're the tenant, read the lease. If you're the owner, read the lease. But those are two different places in the lease. One will say that you have to give 30 days notice to owner wants possession to get a month-by-month tenant out. But I like 60 days notice if a tenant is from the tenant, if the tenant is going to move out. That gives me a chance to inspect the property, go over any damages with the tenant before they move out, which keeps me out of court. Yeah, so in your lease, Jack, the tenant needs to give you 60 days notice before they move out. If you've got a month-to-month tenant, then and you want them out, you need to have a 30-day notice to them. So read your lease and then start doing your leases in the future the way that I just recommended. All right. Thank you for that, Jack. Okay, let's see the next email. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Got one more email. Okay, Brandon, this is a purchasing multifamily with Section 8 tenants. How many units is this? 80 units. You know, the concern, Brandon, if you've got 80 units and they're all Section 8, that's going to be a tough nut to crack. Everybody thinks that the government pays the rent on time. They don't. They can also stop payment for a broken window, stop payment for dirty carpet. I mean, it's, everybody thinks, oh, Section 8 is so great, you get guaranteed rent. No, you get guaranteed to be effed with by the government. I won't let more than 10% of my units be Section 8 housing. And contrary to what a lot of people say, you can screen Section 8 tenants. I don't allow third generation Section 8 tenants. If the grandmother's Section 8, the mother's Section 8, the daughter's Section 8, no. But let's say that a woman comes in, single mom, in college, the deadbeat dad doesn't even pay child support, and they just are on Section 8 long enough to finish college and get a job. Shoot, yeah. That's what Section 8 is for. It's a fantastic program that is abused massively. So, Brandon, I don't recommend buying this property if more than 10% of those 80 tenants are Section 8. It's just a hassle. The paperwork involved with Section 8 is incredible. Incredible. You'll do more work on a... I remember I had a 22 unit and my tax return tax prep docs were on the desk, and I had this one single family house sitting next to it. The single family house with Section 8 housing had more paperwork on that one house than the 22 units. It's intense. But it is a good thing if you can find the right people who are using it correctly. And then I think you should let them in. All right. Hope that helps, Brandon. I'm just finishing the last sentence. And I think that's all your questions. If you have more questions, just let me know. All right. Phone lines are closed now because we are at the end of the show. But my email is still open to you 24/7, 7 days a week, whether I'm on the air or not. Fire me an email. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay. Whoa, this is a... Ooh, IRS capital... versus, and I got to leave it anonymous. This really, let's see who wrote this. Let's see if there's a name. Bill. Bill, I appreciate the email, but you have a lot more faith in me than I do. This is way above my pay grade, way above my knowledge base. However, I have a CPA, also known as Bill, who will answer this question for me. So it'll take me probably till Monday to get this answer to you. I will tell you that whether you're getting a return on capital or a return of capital, their promised rate of return is still the most important thing. Now, I don't like return of capital as a rule, but I've seen fantastic deals that did it. Still got a high rate of return, but they would have gotten a higher rate of return, I believe, if it hadn't been return of capital. So you need to wait till Monday to move forward on this passive investment. I'll try to get it to you sooner than that. The minute I get it, I'll send it to you, Bill. But it'll probably be Monday before I can get the answer on your capital account. Okay, let's see. What else do we have? Oh, we are at the end of the show. Ooh, I did get one more email from, I'll leave it anonymous. I'll answer this after the show. I'll email you here in about 5 minutes. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
KSEV 700 AM.